My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is Jeremiah from Fremont, also known as the Legendary, and you're listening to the Morning Roast with Vontae Hill and Butcher Boy Joe Shasky, two Bay Area homegrown legends themselves, everybody. And I want you guys, everybody, to say it with me now. The best part of waking up is the morning roast in your cup.
Oh, give it to me.
Yes.
No, Bonte's out. Lubman's in. Bonte's a little under the weather today. But Shasky's here. And you know what week it is, y'all? Niners, Chiefs. And we're just having some fun. Look, Patrick Mahomes, the guy's so freaking good, and I hate his guts. And this is a huge game for the Niners. A huge game. You get to 4-3 with a signature win over the Chiefs. I know. Look, it doesn't mean anything come playoff time, but for the soul.
For the right now, for living in the here and now, be mindful, be in the present. Oh, this win's going to do numbers.
Absolutely. All right, and we got Frank Gore in less than 10 minutes here. The most wanted tickets in the Bay Area are here, right now, and it's Hip Hop Made the Bay, starring Too Short, Ja Rule, Bone Thugs and Harmony, DJ Quick. It's Friday, November 1st, the day after Halloween at the SAP Center. Tickets are selling fast, and you can get yours now at Ticketmaster.com. 888-957-9570. We're going to have Frank Gore on the River Islands guest line, and all these guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, and isn't it your time to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? And then we're going to have a guest on at 8:30, Carrington Harrison. Every single week, he gets to talk to Patrick Mahomes. I mean, how freaking cool is that? And every single week, he gets to ask him a bunch of questions. And so, not only do I hate this guy, Patrick Mahomes, but I'm trying to think of what can we tell Carrington that we want him to ask Patrick Mahomes. What do Niner fans want to say or ask to Patrick Mahomes?
Anything at all. It's, you know, reasonable to ask him. I'm curious. Yeah, I'm curious too, Shasky. Niner fans, if there's any question or any statement or anything that you want Patrick Mahomes to have to hear or be asked, we want to hear from you. Give us your best suggestions, and could end up being the suggestion we pass along to Carrington.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, I look at just the Mahomes thing. Like, Niners had the number two overall pick. The number two overall pick. And it was an expansion franchise. And I defended it at the time, and I'll probably still defend it until my dying day. And I might be wrong. But it's like, I just didn't think taking a quarterback, given how bad the whole infrastructure was the right move. We did that with Alex Smith. And not that Alex was some phenomenal outlier quarterback, but It's not great business. Look at what's happened to Bryce Young.
I'd be kind of curious what the Niners would have done if they did draft Mahomes that year. Because remember, one of the main reasons why they decided not to take a quarterback at the beginning of that draft was because they were going to roll with Brian Hoyer and then wait for Kirk Cousins to become available that next year.
Don't even.
And that's, I think that's part of what irritates me the most out of this. It's not so much that they had, you know, a doubts in Mahomes. What was it? Was it a couple years ago? I think it was after the around the Bucks Chiefs Super Bowl when John Lynch came out and said, "Oh yeah, we actually kind of really like Mahomes." Yeah. I was doodling up plays on my iPad after I saw him, and it's like, and then they still go in there and they took Solomon Thomas there. And first, I mean, how do you think the Bears feel? They took Mitch Trubisky that year.
Yeah, but Trubisky at least went to the playoffs. I'm not trying to defend.
But I mean, that's one year.
Solomon Thomas is. It's
been bad in every single way that you can imagine for the Niners there. Not just that you passed on him, but then he has two Lombardi trophies in his closet that are a direct result of playing you in the Super Bowl. It just, like, I think that just kind of adds to the pain more. It's not the fact that Mahomes has beaten the Niners so many times, not the fact that the painful methods of which he's beaten the 49ers. It's the fact that all of it could have been avoided if you just took them in the draft.
I don't even blame the Niners. They had double-digit leads twice against this guy. Twice! Mm-hmm. And lost in the Super Bowl. All right, so the boss man, Matt Nahegan, is because you're filling in for Bonte right now, and Matt came in, and he has to come in early, and he says, "Joe, you've got to hear what our sister station in Kansas City is running as a promo regarding this week, Niners-Chiefs." And the Chiefs are coming off a bye. They didn't play a game this weekend. And so now I want to hear this promo that he's hyping up. Can I hear it, guys? Are we ready to hear the promo? This is being played right now in Kansas City every single day leading up to the game this weekend.
Remember when an NFL coach who wears a flat-brimmed hat decided to receive the ball to start overtime and then went limp and kicked a field goal after already losing a Super Bowl 4 years earlier to the same team? Yeah, us too.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City! McCole Hardman!
Chiefs and Niners, Sunday at 3:25. Right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Flat brimmed hat head coach.
That's not real.
Can we hear that one more time, please?
No, that's not real. I refuse to believe that to be real. That felt like an onion, like a parody. There's no way that's true. Matt, that is real? He's shaking his head.
That is real.
That is being aired over the airwaves in Kansas City today, right now, as we speak.
That makes me livid. On behalf of the Bay Area and all Niner fans,
that's a shot taken.
You think?
It sounds like Robin Sambruno wrote that one. Like, oh my God, a flat brim head coach who chokes in the Super Bowl?
I want to hear it one more time.
Let's
want to hear it one more time.
Remember when an NFL coach who wears a flat brimmed hat decided to receive the ball to start overtime and then went limp and kicked a field goal after already losing a Super Bowl 4 years earlier to the same team? Yeah, us too.
Right side throw, touchdown! City! McCole Hardman!
Chiefs and Niners, Sunday at 3:25, right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's what they think of us. That's what they think of our head coach. That makes me livid.
I mean, that's how
that makes
Niner
me freaking livid. Sam, no, look it. Is Shanahan the greatest coach who ever lived? No. He's a freaking winner.
Possibly.
All right? The guy has won a lot of games. That makes me so angry. And I know, look, that overtime is just going to be the template for people destroying us. How does that make you feel, Bay Area? I'm.
You absolutely should be angry about that.
I'm ready to explode after hearing that. And they beat them 4 years earlier. I mean, they are rubbing it in our faces Kansas City.
As you can't really blame them for it. I mean, the Niners gave them the content. I mean, Chassie, that's the worst part about all of this. And this goes back to what I was saying earlier about with Richard Sherman and Michael Crabtree, is that you just lost and you have to take it. And when you lose like that, the winner, I mean, to the victor go the spoils. Those are the spoils right there. And like, yeah, you should be made angry about that, because what's, I think the most frustrating thing about it is there's nothing you could do.
Because it's true.
It's true.
A a part
you
of it.
You put
true.
Yourself to, I mean, he wanted the ball first. Patrick Mahomes was jumping up and down the sideline and screaming, they want the ball first. They want the ball first. He's like a kid in a candy store who just realized he won an all-you-can-eat shopping spree out of nowhere. He was elated that that happened.
Is this worse? Like, I know, like, the build-up to the Eagles was so bad last year. Like, we needed to beat them for our sanity, like our souls. And really, at the end of the year, like, a lot of people have forgot about the Eagle game. But last year, leading up to the Eagle game,
it was all we could think
about.
It was
our Super. It was our regular season Super Bowl.
I mean, the way that we looked at that Eagles game last year is basically the way that we are looking at this Chiefs game.
Absolutely.
I mean,
and it reminds me a lot of the 94 game against the Cowboys, where you got to win the regular season game to mentally get over the hurdle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that was...
God, Kansas City has all the
pride. But yeah, that was...
This pisses me off so much. I'm livid. And it's so hard to argue with it because it's so much truth in there. How does that make you feel, Niner fans? We got Frank Gore in 5 minutes.
If that doesn't make your blood run hot, I mean, that is... Like, to your point,
I can't
that
even,
is what they think of us. We are their punchline.
What's the rebuttal?
There is no rebuttal. That's the, like I said, Shasky, there is no rebuttal. There's nothing you can say. You can say, well, what about this? Oh, what about that? Or you could go to everyone's favorite calling card, you know, which is the refs. You know, I texted my girlfriend, you know, why do you hate Mahomes the most? And she responded back by saying she hates how the NFL makes him the golden boy and protects him and has the refs protecting him. I mean, that's how deep this stuff goes, but that pales in comparison to the two Lombardis that are sitting in his closet. I'm not even mentioning all the Lombardis.
So you,
that's what's crazy about that.
I don't think you remember, but like, back when you'd be in the beer line against the Dodgers, right? You'd be playing the Dodgers. You'd be in the beer line. And they'd be like, you guys have never won a World Series in San Francisco. This is prior to winning it.
Pre-2010, yeah.
And there was no rebuttal.
No, that was, I mean, Shasky, all my best friends growing up
there's
were
no rebuttal.
All my best friends growing up were A's fans. What do you think I had to hear the freaking
we swept
time?
You.
1989. And I could say stuff like, oh, the earthquake, you know, ruined this, that. It's hollow words. They mean nothing. You could play that series, that 89 series, 10 straight times with no interruptions. The A's win all 10 of those series. Like, you just have, that's the worst part, is the fact that your only choice is to sit there and take it. And that is, I think, what makes you hate it even more, is that feeling of helplessness, that feeling that there is no rebuttal, the fact that you can't get out of it. You can't, you know, there's nothing you could say to rectify it or justify it or make it sting any less. And anytime you do try to make it sting less, it just stings more. And what, that just, it's a spiral of frustration that just leads right into Hatesville.
The truth cuts so deep. It just cuts so deep. And we're going to have Frank Gore on in a couple of minutes. I can't wait to ask him about this. I mean, geez Louise.
Oh, yeah,
I just want to play that promo for Frank Gore.
This is what they're thinking of us, Frank.
I almost do. Like, honestly, it's just this team, this Chiefs team, if they didn't beat us, it's almost impossible to hate them because they play a brand of football we all love, right? It's like watching, now I know what it's like being a non-Warrior fan watching Steph Curry.
Oh, that's a good way to put
it. He's almost too perfect.
I mean, this is what, I used to always laugh at people who said, oh, the Warriors ruined the NBA. And like, I used to always enjoy that because, like, I mean, I'm young enough as a Warrior fan when the NBA used to ruin the Warriors. And so being able to see the Warriors do it to the rest of the league is super fun for me to watch. Let's not forget, the Chiefs for the longest time were also kind of a, I want to know about doormat, but they were a non-glamorous franchise. I mean, this is a team that I think from 93 to like 2017 didn't win a single playoff game or some ridiculous streak like that. Like, the Chiefs had a pretty sorry history for the most part, and now they're the gods of football, the same way that the Warriors were. And yeah, it looks like, I mean, at least here in the NFC, there's a path to the Super Bowl. If you're in the AFC, like, you really just are hoping for your team to have the greatest day ever and for Patrick Mahomes to throw 5 picks for you to potentially see your team in the Super Bowl. Like, yeah, they are an absolute monster of a roadblock that sucks any and all joy out of the thrill of a Super Bowl chase.
Patrick Mahomes is 94-25. That's his career record.
And was like Steve Kerr's record after like a couple years too. Like,
he wins 79% of his games. He is a video game. He is inevitable. He's Vader. He's Thanos. I hate his guts. And it's impossible to hate, quote unquote, Fat Andy, a.k.a. Andy Reid. But it's hard to not say that these guys have our number. And there's no rebuttal other than beating them on Sunday. It's impossible to swallow this pill.
And they are just that good, too. That's the worst part. You can't find a flaw. Like I said, every time you try to find a reason to find a crack in their armor, and there is none, you just get more angry. Like, it's just, it's a spiral. It's just, you can't get out of it. And it drives you crazy. And I think that's the worst kind of hate. And that's, again, I hearken back to that, the quarterback doc there. You come away from that being like, God, it's so hard to hate Patrick Mahomes as a person. He's so cool. Like, if you saw him at the bar, you said, hey, Shasky, come have a beer with me. You'd love that. Like, you would love to chop it up and talk a little football with him and just hear what he has to say about the league. Like, I feel like if I sat down with Mahomes, I would love the guy. He's probably a really cool guy, which makes hating him even worse, because how are you going to hate a cool guy like that?
Let me ask you this question. When it comes to, like, the Warriors and whatnot, is there any rebuttal to 3-1 when people say 3-1? I know we ended up winning more championships, but there's almost no trump card over that. Because no. It's like, yeah, that happened.
That's when Cavs fans could say, it's like, yeah, you know, you won 3 of the 4, but the one we got is better than the other 3. Like, yeah, that's a hard one to kind of rebuke there. But at the same time, like, it doesn't sting as much anymore, because when you have those two, like, yeah, beating the Chiefs, it won't ease the sting. You know, like those last two titles did for the Warriors after 3-1. But if there is that Super Bowl rematch, and the Niners do pull that out, that's where the healing begins.
All right, we got Frank Gore on the line. And Frank Gore is back in the Bay Area. I don't know if you've seen, he's all over the place right now. The Frank Gore Autograph Experience is this Saturday. This Saturday, 3 to 5 at the Westgate Shopping Center in San Jose. I'll say it one more time. 3 to 5, Frank Gore Autograph Experience, Westgate Shopping Center, San Jose, 3 to 5. You can find tickets and more information at SinbadSports.com. And Frank Gore joins us on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Hey, Frank, how you doing? It's great to see you around the team. It's so great to see you so often. But I got to start right here. We got the Chiefs this weekend. I mean, this guy, Patrick Mahomes, he's amazing. He's an all-time legend. And the fact that he's beaten us twice, even though we've had double-digit leads, it's hard to get over. For your money, is he the greatest quarterback you've ever seen, or is it just too early to tell? Patrick Mahomes, is he the best you've ever seen?
I would say, you know, you got to give him his props. You got to give him his credit. He up there, but, I need a little bit more time, because, you know, I've been in the era with Tom Brady, who did it. You know, both teams won championships with the Patriots and also Tampa. So I won't give him the number one spot, but he's a great talent. I think he got a chance, but right now it's still my guy, Tom.
I know. It's tough to argue with that. You know, the losses, it feels like they sting and they stick with you forever, and I don't want to go too sad here, but, like, you're never going to get over that Super Bowl loss, right? I mean, I still haven't gotten over that Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl loss. Obviously, the loss to the Seahawks hurt, too. The one to the Giants the year before that one hurt. But the Super Bowl loss, it's just, you never get over them.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough, man. And especially for me, going through the ups and downs. And San Fran, when I got there, we was terrible. Then probably around year 6 till I got down to our left. You know, we was one of the best teams, and just doing it with the guys who been drafted and came up with, like Patrick Williams, Brandon, Alex, and, the list goes on with Justin, and, you know, all the guys, we got a chance to get there and we didn't win. And every time you get to the playoffs and you think about, man, I wish we would have got one. But it is tough.
Yeah, Frank, all these years later, I remember watching that Super Bowl. It still hurts seeing how it ended. Would have loved to have seen you get some action there at the goal line towards the end of the game, but I don't want to open up too many of the wounds there.
Why are you doing this?
I know, I'm sorry, Frank. But, Frank, it's, you know, and I got to say, first off, Frank, it's great to be talking to you. One cane to another. I'm class of 2015. But right now in Kansas City, they're playing a promo this week, and if we could play that promo, Frank, I'd really love to hear what your thoughts are to this promo they're playing in Kansas City. If we could, please, behind the glass.
Remember when an NFL coach who wears a flat-brimmed hat decided to receive the ball to start overtime and then went limp and kicked a field goal after already losing a Super Bowl 4 years earlier to the same team? Yeah, us too.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City!
And Niners, Sunday at 3:25, right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
Frank, everyone in Kansas City is going to... Yeah, what's your thoughts there?
I can't really hear it though. But you know, I think they talking about that we took the ball or something like that.
Pretty much, last year.
In the Super Bowl. It's all good, man. It's over though. It's a new year. You know, it's all good. You know, I know. You know, we have our ups and downs this year, but it's a long season for us as a team. And I think, you know, we got a good win last on Thursday. And for me, I think in the NFL, man, it's all timing. You know, for a team. And I think once we get back fully loaded with Kristen and everybody get back healthy, and I think we're gonna start clicking on the right time, and I think we'll take go get back to what we want to get to, and that's getting that trophy. But you know, I'm not tripping about that last year stuff. It's over with, new year, and you know, we got Kansas City this Sunday, and we're gonna try to get a big win on Sunday, man.
Let's go, Frank.
That's the right attitude.
You referenced Christian being out, and while he's been out, Jordan Mason has looked outstanding. And I know there's a lot of little things. You know, you were a great pass blocker, for example, and you had subtleties about where to get open in the soft spot on the checkdowns and things like that. What are some of the little things that stick out to you that you've seen from Jordan Mason that maybe you didn't know he could do?
Well, I think he's doing everything well, man. And me being there at training camp, I saw how hard he's been working in training camp. So I'm really not surprised about like what he's doing in the field on you know, this year. In the NFL, man, you're here for a reason. And you know, I think we got a good eye with picking guys to be on our team, and you know, we got a good guy, you know, at that position who behind Kristen. And I think Kristen did a great job by being a lead dog, to show the younger guys what it takes to be the guy. And I think that's one of the reasons why he has success, you know. And Kyle, man, one of the best play callers ever to call in the NFL, man, I think. And that helped him out a lot. And I just think he's taking advantage, full advantage of this opportunity, man. He's doing a great job. But I'm not surprised at all, because I saw him in training camp how hard he's been working.
Yeah, Frank, talk about, you know, run one running back to another. We saw Isaac Grendo called into duty on Thursday night when Mason went down and had a great night himself. He had a big run towards the end of the game there. I was curious, you were in that situation where you were kind of, you know, thrust into action as a young running back. When you're a young running back getting that big workload for the first time in your career, what are some of the thoughts that's going through a running back's mind in that situation?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts. equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For me, I was ready for it, but I think him having to having some success last week, he should feel great and have a chip on his shoulder and can't wait to Sunday. And I think, you know, for me being around him, not just in training camp, but training with him in Miami a little bit, trying to get him right for training camp. Great kid, also a hard worker. And I think that room, man, just what the coach they got who's teaching them the position, I think they all have a chance, man. And, you know, Kyle, you know, do a great job putting them in space, getting them creases, and the O-line doing a great job, man. So I just think, you know, I had to have a bit more chip on the shoulder to catch the ball this week and help us get this win on Sunday coming.
Absolutely. All right, the Frank Gore autograph experience is this Saturday, 3 to 5 at the Westgate Shopping Center in San Jose. You can find tickets and more information at SinbadSports.com. Frank Gore on the line with us right now. Frank, years ago, Klay Thompson for the Warriors signed a toaster. Yes, a toaster, like one that you would have in the kitchen. What's the weirdest thing you've ever signed at one of these signing autograph situations?
It's weird, but really not. When someone had a tattoo of me, you know, on their arm, and then they tattooed my name on it, you know, under my picture. That was kind of the weirdest thing. I couldn't believe, like, someone.
I love fan, that.
Tattoo of myself, and also when I came back again, and he had my autograph tattooed under my picture, it was kind of weird.
Wow, that's intense fandom. That's some intense fandom.
Kind of low key smart too. I mean, it's the best way to get, you know, the template for a Frank Gore signature is from the man himself. So, like, kind of makes sense when you think about it.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Hey, Brock Purdy, I'm watching this guy right now, and you play with a lot of different kind of quarterbacks.
Brock Purdy, a baller, man.
Isn't he?
Stop sleeping on him. A baller. Bro.
Why do people, Frank? Like, what is it with?
Man, because people don't want to say they missed, man. So why they can't say they missed on him? You know, they saying, well, I feel like all quarterbacks need ballers on the team to be successful. And you know, he even been balling when our guy's not healthy, man. He doing it with his legs, his arm. He a baller, bro. They gotta start sleeping on my boy.
Yeah, I totally feel you. What about Deebo Samuel too? Because I feel like every time we want to put Deebo Samuel in the casket, this guy pops up like the Undertaker and has a monster game.
Football, true football player, man. Could have played in any era. Tough. You just get him, put the ball in his hands. He gonna make a play for you.
Would you say he's an all-time Niner, Frank?
Deebo Samuel. True football player, all-time baller, straight baller.
So I want to go back to Brock Purdy really quick, because one thing we're seeing a lot from him this year is we're seeing his mobility and that scrambling ability and that ability to extend plays, evade the pressure, waiting for someone to get open downfield. For you as a running back, though, I'm just kind of curious, like, when you turn around, you see your quarterback start to scramble there. Obviously, things kind of change in terms of, you know, what the play is going to be there. What's your reaction like when you see your quarterback scrambling behind you and what you need to do?
Well, when we had Cap, you know, we knew he had long speed, so our coaches told us when he scrambled and he get in the open field, we go down and go make a block. And, you know, back in the day, you got a chance to have the cut block to get him on the ground. So if you go back to our film, you'll see us doing a lot of cut block down the field, to get Cap open for touchdowns. So with Cap, you know, we used to go out and block, but then look for the ball.
I love that. Frank, we've had an opportunity now to talk to you a few times, and we just had Patrick Willis on, and he gets inducted into the Hall of Fame. Your time is coming. Everybody knows. We want you in there. And just your thoughts on Patrick Willis getting inducted. I thought it was so appropriate. The guy was just an absolute gladiator, and you're talking about guys like Deebo Samuel. He could have played in any era. That's what my grandfather, he's 90 years old, would say about Patrick Willis. This guy could have been plopped into any single era, and he would have been a Hall of Famer.
Yep, man, that's my brother. I love him. First guy who made me understand it's more football than just Miami guys. Because for me, coming from Miami, I thought, you're not from Miami, you can't play football. When he first got there competing with him in training camp, that's my first time realizing, man, there's some other guys out here who could play ball besides just Miami guys. So I respect Pat 100%. We competed together, we played together, we got each other better, man, and he deserves everything he's getting right now.
You know, when I think of Patrick Willis, I think of some of just the brutal hits that he put on guys there. When you're standing on the sideline watching Patrick Willis put in work back in the day, Frank, is there like a play or a hit that he put on a guy where you just were like, ooh, that had to hurt?
Well, I think the Jets game on the receiver.
Brad Smith.
I think, oh, my God. That hit was crazy. But you can't hit like that no more. So.
Nah.
No, I don't think you'll see that again, you know? I had to go to Jets.
Frank, we were at the Miami Cal game last Saturday night, and I'm watching Michael Irvin on the sideline. He's like doing push-ups. He's sweating. I mean, what's going on with your boy Mike during these University of Miami games? Do you ever have to tell him to calm down?
I was on all fours, man.
Man, you gotta understand, man. We haven't been winning in a long time, man. So to be undefeated, you know, our name out there again, man. It feels so great, man, and. You know, hey, do what Mike might say, you know, once he got down there, the game was changing, so he had to stay down there. And I don't blame him. You know, he do whatever it takes to win, man.
You know, Frank, I guess if I'm going to have you here, I got to ask you at least one Miami Hurricanes question myself. They're 6-0 halfway through the year. I mean, when you look at this team, when you look at the Cam Ward Show weekly, first off, I'm curious. I want to know your thoughts on Cam Ward. And then two, when's the last time you felt this good about a Miami Hurricanes squad at this point of the season that you were not playing for?
Oh, man, a long time, man. And Cam Ward, top five pick. When we're down, you know, we still always going to have hope when we got him under the center. And it's still it. And I'm just happy that we got a chance to be a mention, you know, with the top teams again. And hopefully we just finish strong again in the playoffs and try to make a run against another Natty.
I love that. All right, Frank, last one before you get out the door. We really appreciate you coming on today. What do Niner fans mean to you? Like, what's it like for you to come back here and interact with them? Because it feels very genuine, the love between you and Niner fans.
Niner fans mean everything, man. Since I've been drafted here, man, they show me love. You know, always been 100, when we ups and down, they always gonna be there, man. They always show me love, and I try to get them everything, all the hard work, trying to show them what it takes to build Niners. Every time I step on the field, I give them all, and you know, man, every time I step in the bay, they show me love. So I love them a lot, man. Best fan in the world.
We love you, Frank. And Frank is back in the Bay. Thank you for joining us. You can go to the Frank Gore Autograph Experience. It's this Saturday, 3-5, Westgate Shopping Center in San Jose. Find tickets and more information at sinbadsports.com. Thanks, Frank, for joining us. We love you, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Frank. Go Canes.
All right, thank you all. Thanks.
Heck yeah. Frank Gore, he just joined us on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear to you on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? You know, a couple quick takeaways from from Frank Gore. Him talking about Deebo Samuel, just a football player. We always talk about Deebo in these like boxy terms. He's a wide receiver. He's a running back. He's a wide back. He's not a good, he can't beat man
coverage.
He's a coverage.
This, he's a that, yeah.
Like, he's just a great football player.
He's a dude.
And I think that, you know, and this was one of my takes after week one. I went to the game, Jets, Niners. It was me and Rocco. We're sitting up, and I'm just watching how the fans and how the team reacts to Deebo coming out onto the field. He's just the heartbeat. The guy is the heartbeat of the team. And is he going to have a stinker? Sure. You watch around the league, guys have stinkers.
Everyone has a stinker. Even Patrick Mahomes is going to have some stinkers. Maybe one will be this Sunday. Boy, wouldn't that be nice. But Deebo Samuel is just, he is the engine of this offense. It is just so incredible. Him off the field versus on the field, he is the true Swiss Army knife out there. And it's what makes him one of the most electric and fun players to watch in the NFL right now.
But, you know, we asked Frank about Kansas City, and he's like, it's a new year.
we watched the receiver doc. It was not just, quote unquote, a new year for Kittle and Debo when it came to the Eagle game. That game meant more. You could feel it. The tension of the family members, of everybody in the buildup to that Eagle game last year, there was drama, and it meant more to the players. There are certain games that do mean a little more. Now, Frank will never admit that out loud, and I get it. It's an unfair question for us to even ask him. This Chief game this weekend, it absolutely, to date, is the biggest game on the schedule.
Well, I think a lot of athletes would admit that certain games just have more meaning there. I think every Niner would tell you that throughout all the season last year, for a little bit, that Eagle game was on their mind. Now, it's a little bit different because I think that Eagle game, it felt like they didn't... What we saw in that Eagle game last year is what they believed they would have done in that NFC title game the year before. Like, Chassie, obviously, you were there. Like, what irritates me the most about that NFC title game is I feel like we never got to watch it.
No.
Like, that was going to be a great game between two really, really, really good football teams, and we had it stolen from us due to a freak injury to Brock Purdy's elbow. That game last year against the Eagles in Philly, that was basically Niners going and saying, like, yeah, you guys lucked out against us last year because you didn't have to play a real football game. This is what really would have happened, and that was the statement that was said last year.
I think, like, when I look back at the Ravens Super Bowl, the fact they didn't, quote-unquote, rub it in our face afterwards, like, it still stings. It does. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. But it's just, it didn't hit the same way as these two Chiefs losses.
No.
I felt like it's been rubbed in our face, not necessarily by Kansas City, but by the world.
But it was more there. I think that it was that those Super Bowls, I think, were more there for the taking, so to speak, than that Ravens Super Bowl.
I agree.
That Ravens Super Bowl also, it came after, you know, a long stretch of futility for the Niners. I think it was like a 10-year stretch of no playoffs. Then you have, you know, the run in 11 that ended in the NFC title game, and then you had that Super Bowl. I think there's just a feeling of just like it was great to have great Niner football back again. This time, though, under Kyle Shanahan, it's like that we're back feeling wasn't as prominent that time around. And especially we get to the second Super Bowl, it's like there's no good feelings about just being there. You have to actually win at this point.
When you're building a Hall of Fame resume as one of the greatest of all time at coach and quarterback, and it's at your expense, that's mm-hmm. one thing. When you rub it in the way that they did, like with this promo, play the promo, Kenny. When you rub it in like this, now it's personal. It's freaking personal.
Remember when an NFL coach who wears a flat-brimmed hat decided to receive the ball to start overtime and then went limp and kicked a field goal after already losing a Super Bowl 4 years earlier to the same team? Yeah, us too.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City!
And Niners, Sunday at 3:25, right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
It's the flat brim hat coach who went limp in the Super Bowl again.
Sam.
It's like they get personal with this.
Sam, defend our team for crying out loud. Let's go.
How am I supposed to defend
my Niners? They're rubbing it in our face. 888-957-9570. Come on, Bay Area. Come on. They're rubbing it in our face. What do you want to say to them? We're going to clip all the best calls, and we're going to send it over to these guys. We're talking to one of their hosts who talks with Patrick Mahomes every single day in less than 30 minutes. What do you want us to say to them? Tell us.
How do we defend this? Because I'll be honest, Chad, like I have a hard time. It's just, where do you find the defense? Like the fact that they're going after overtime, like that's the part that they're like, that's the part that we agonize over the most is the decision making there. Like, I don't know how to defend it because they're literally saying the exact same stuff that Niner fans are saying about Kyle Shanahan. Like, you've been hearing the calls all year long. Niner fans were pissed at Shanahan over that. Like, it's almost like the Niners wrote that promo for them. Like, that's why it's so, like, even more frustrating and anger-inducing. My blood is boiling thinking about it because I can't think of a comeback.
There's no comeback? Are you kidding me?
Like, what is the comeback other than win on Sunday to start the healing process?
How about call a hold call? How about, like, we played two Super Bowls, so you've had the lesser offensive line, and not one hold call on the best defensive line?
So that's the rebuttals? We go right to the refs?
No, but just one element.
I mean, it's an element, yeah, but if your first rebuttal is but the refs, like,
yeah,
like, come on, like, that's what I'm saying, Shasky. It's just, there really is no comeback here. Like, the Niners have been beaten twice by these guys. It stings. It hurts. It sucks. I mean, if you want any sort of comeback, quarterback. I can't think of one. I mean, in a lot of those games, you take away one or two plays, and the Niners probably win that game. I mean, it's not like they dominated in those Super Bowls, but no one cares how much you dominated. If anything, it's just that the only comeback is great. Everyone hates your team because of this.
The 669 is texting in right now from the Comcast Business Text Line. I mean, there's nothing we can say. They beat us twice in the biggest game. Really? That's it? That's it? We just got to take it? I mean, we just got to have egg cracked on our face and we just take it?
I don't know what other option you have there. I mean, you ask for a comeback, the first thing you go to is the refs. It's like that, and unfortunately, that's probably the best card that Niner fans do have to play. You know, or what are you going to do? Oh, the Niners had to play on a lumpy practice field before the game started. If you want to say anything, the Chiefs got lucky the fact that Dre Greenlaw and Talanoa Hufanga were not on the field for that for the end of that Super Bowl. I mean, you saw after Greenlaw went down, they started going right after Greenlaw's side the entire rest of the game. Who was the linebacker who was in for him after that? I forget who it was there. But they were picking on Greenlaw's side the entire second half of the game after Greenlaw went down. If you want to say anything, Dre Greenlaw not being on that field at the end of the game, like, it's a different situation there. You could say the Chiefs, if you want to come back, say, you know what? Try beating us when we got our full defense out there. Oh, wait. They did that already.
So we're just going to just get blasted in the head over and over and over again. And look, here's 209. Yeah, I don't even think winning this regular season game does anything for me. They can just point to rings. Really? That's where we're at? It's a new year. Anything can happen. They lost Rasheed Rice. They have no playmakers. Pacheco's out.
See, I would disagree with that notion there, that the fact that this win means nothing. No, this win does mean everything. Like, be honest, Niner fans. You say this win doesn't mean anything. Imagine it's a week from right now. You're waking up on a Monday morning. Imagine what a win feels like versus a loss. Don't tell me that weekend doesn't matter.
Come on, people.
You know,
Bay Area, this is it. We're just going to, they beat us, and we're just going to roll over.
There's only one comeback, Shasky, that will suffice. And that is winning this game on Sunday. That's the reality of it.
That is
the reality. Like, I can't remember a time when Bay Area team has been this thoroughly beaten by someone here. Like, the Warriors, I mean, they had the 3-4 against LeBron, and the Cavs fans, they're desperately clinging to that one that they have. But to be honest, like, that doesn't sting me as much, because you know why? Blowing that 3-1 lead is what allowed Kevin Durant to come here. So there was like kind of some solace after the fact that you could rest your hat on here. Like, that just hasn't been the case with the 49ers. There's been no, well, yeah, you lost, but that loss set up this happening.
It was Brock's first full season. His first full season.
And he balled out in that Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. Who says we can't get better?
He did everything. I absolutely think he's going to get better. I think Brock will be better the rest of his career than he was that night against in the Super Bowl. And he was pretty darn good in that Super Bowl. So no, if you want the solace there, it's the fact that, and we saw this on Thursday night a little bit too. That was my big takeaway from the Thursday night game. The future of the Niners are in good hands right now. With the young players this team has, with the head coach and general manager's ability to find these young players and put them in the position to succeed. Like, we rag on Shanahan a lot for not being able to, you know, quote unquote, win the big one. But if you can't win the big one, the next best thing is to put yourself in position to win the big one. Because we saw with Andy Reid, you find a way eventually if you have the talent. So if you want the bright side here, the solace, the comeback is the Niners are more than well equipped to keep running with the Chiefs for the next several years. And at some point, you just got to hope they're going to break through at some point. And I think they have the personnel to be able to do it. So you know what? Chiefs, they're on top right now. They have that. They earned it. They did what you need to do in that situation there. But the Niners, they're far from dead in the water. They have the ability to do this. If they win on Sunday, that is proof positive that there is a permutation of plays that do exist that end with the Niners having more points than the Chiefs when that clock hits zero at the end of the game. That is what this game means. You want that comeback, Shasky? That comeback starts this Sunday. You beat the Chiefs this Sunday, you're feeling better the rest of the year. If you run into these guys again down on Bourbon Street this February, you got that in the back of your mind. Oh, we got that ability in us. We got that dog in us. We can beat these guys if we need to. That's what you focus on right now, because, like, you know, losing your mind over the past is just going to drive you crazy.
I'm hurt, dog.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
I mean, I can't believe this. The best number 71 in the Bay Area, Macklin Celebrini, after scoring a goal and an assist in the Sharks opener on Thursday, Macklin Celebrini was placed on injured reserve with a hip injury.
Oh, my God.
The injury is not considered serious, which is why he played through it on Thursday night, but he's placed on IR on Friday and is now considered week to week. In a hockey, a player must be on IR for 7 days before they're eligible to come back. So we're just tanking already, all right? No, I'm just teasing. Celebrini missed Saturday's 2-0 loss to the Ducks, quack, quack, and will miss the next two games as well. The earliest he can come back is Friday night's game against the Winnipeg Jets. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up on the game? Your phone calls. Niner fans. Mahomes. Most hated player in Bay Area sports history? Is it LeBron? Is it Mahomes? Someone else? I want to hear from you. And that's what's brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.